time is the thing.
Achterzeiger.
Yeah, we need time and address. We need time and address on the
6 o'clock.
Yeah. 6 o'clock.
You have to do
what do you,
the Meyer of time. Then.
Yeah. Here's the clock. It's the Meyer right after.
Right before.
Right before, yeah. Who's on? Somebody's on.
But after the food. The food will be out already.
No, oh, yeah, you could eat while you that one.
It's not gonna be. It's not gonna be hard enough for you. Or dry enough for you to do it right away.
I don't wanna dive in so early. Anyway.
I want this thing over at 9:15.
What do you want over? What's this like?
I want it over 8:45.
Week ahead of you.
Over. I want it over 8:45.
It's a week ahead of you, like an Alta Kashka.
Not a titsy anymore.
Is what?
Hi.
Pushner.
Yeah. Liza.
What? Talking to me?
No, you're good, you're good. You look great today. Want to play tennis today?
Yeah, I would. If you're okay losing a couple of games.
These guys. He's, what was that guy say? The guy said. Machi, the guy next to us last week, remember? The guy says, yeah, I would play you, but you can't win me. And the guy wasn't so good, by the way.
It seems like it doesn't have to be.
You're really moving along. You have a tennis court in L.A., Mr. Barber? You have a tennis court in your backyard? No. Dark guys have tennis courts, no? It's a common thing. It's not common. And Deal every guy has tennis court.
Never used.
No, not one tennis court.
Not one tennis ball, but a court.
Where?
In Deal.
Just a lot of courts.
Courts, not balls. Not one.
Who?
Ball.
You just named one court.
No, I don't know. No,
you can't
obviously.
Yeah. Every court is taken over by.
They're yeah, what's with this pickleball? What is it? It's a dumb game. Well, because you don't have to run. It's the hottest craze. My orthodontist tells me, I said, I play tennis. He's like, oh, you should try pickleball. Huh? Pickleball, those are the old ladies in the park going, gah. He's like, you have no idea. There's a lot of skill to it. Are you crazy?
They're going to start making leaps. It's going to become professional.
People in emergency, you've
never seen it.
Pickleball.
Why?
They're overdoing it.
And they're also older.
It's going to become a professional league soon.
No, but it's not just over.
They're working.
I was going to
be baseball, basketball, football, pickleball.
It's not. I don't understand. It's a little. You're little. It's like ping pong on the court. It's ping pong on the court. That's what it is.
It looks easier than it is.
Okay, Maki, we got to try it.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Your racket?
No, you get a pickleball racket.
What is that? Is that tennis?
No.
No.
Pickleball.
Similar.
Smiller. Anyway, today's shiur is a Fush Lema. Unzer Chaver. Chaim Ben Elisha Rochel. Shaver Fush Lema. Get what he needs. He's just hopefully being transferred out and getting. What do you call it? Angiogram? Angiogram, and then from there he'll. Oh, yeah.
It's at least something.
Kapak Machaim versus office. You have how mad he is already? We didn't start this program. Chapel, you're not invited. Okay, stay home.
Thank God.
You're calling it a program?
Thank God. I was waiting to get thrown out.
Where's the shade, bro?
Yeah, they gotta find something.
Anyway, yeah. Okay, where are we holding?
You don't talk anymore after this, show.
You probably want to keep quiet.
You bring the cigars tonight, right?
Does someone want to come pick it up? I'm not going to be there in time, so.
Where are you going?
It's landing at 7:30.
I don't have to.
This is a standard speech that you give. This is a regular thing.
So Yisrael gets a special delivery early in the morning of meat. from Izzy's, but we can't get a bag of cigars.
You don't even smoke a cigar.
No,
it's the same guy who eats the Izzy's as the smoke.
Could you bring the cigars right now, and then we'll take it now?
I'll be there.
It has to be like I need a cooler. What do I need for the cigars? Where do you put it?
Yeah, I'll give you my whole fridge.
I'll show you
the whole fridge.
He has one of those boxes, he turns it on, turns it off, you smoke your meat, you're busy a whole day with nonsense. Gosh. Okay.
Bishamah. Yeah, it took 8 months for my side to get up. I don't even say anything.
Can't even get the garbage out of the driveway. Can't even walk into the driveway, you know what I mean?
It's crazy.
Let's go. It's a home advantage contractor. Bishamah Imrim. Yeah, what's the
He's off his game.
That joke, not
your
brother.
He's
Bishama Imrim. Lei Garish Adam Esishtoi. Mr. Detroit, you here tonight? Or are you leaving?
Who's still here tonight?
You got to come to the Siam. Yeah, 1860 Lanes Mill, the new yeshiva building.
Be careful when you're blind. There's not a lot of spots.
We're going to leave for the seniors. We're going to leave spots. 55 and younger.
39 and older?
Everyone has to say, just walk. And
the lines, when you paint the lines, you should paint some blue lines
too. The seniors need wider spots so that they don't need chapel services.
Bishama Imrim, why don't you set up a booth by the yeshiva? Like a bumper mirror booth.
Have the tow truck ready.
You're across your neighbor, he's going to take care of everything.
Yeah.
Oh, it's true. This is where Willie.
Right in there.
Nice and quick. Bishama Imrim, okay, so this is a mission that we're waiting for many, many, many blot. We've spoken about this 150 times. And now we're finally getting to it. The last blot in Gittin. Why are you allowed to get divorced? We speak about divorce. Are you allowed to get divorced? When are you supposed to get divorced? So, Bishama Imrim, Lo Yigarish Adam Es Ishtoi Elim Kei Matzaba Dvar Erva. Dvar Erva. You find something that she does something inappropriate. Shnemar Ki Matzaba Erva's Dvar. Now, obviously, there's no Edom. If there's Edom, you have to get divorced. Over here is that there's no Edom. And I guess you got some kind of camera system. You figure something out. You see the it's not going right. So Mela, you're allowed to divorce her. Now the Karban Asanel asked a question, very interesting. Kasha. Elam Kain Nimtza Ba Dover Ever Yesh Makshim Hevel Zot the Karban Asanel. Some people ask a whatever question. Im Kain Amait Sarich Letzavas Isse Grusha Lekoyin. The only reason you get divorced because Mazdar Erva. So you don't need to ask her a grusha l'koyin. You can only, anybody that's divorced is because it was a Dvar Erva. So Dvar Erva, she's a Zayna. He doesn't answer that teretz. He says, Sh'adam Megarish Ishtar Machmaz Ahava. Sh'adam is Agen. A guy goes on a business trip. He wants that he divorces his wife, so she shouldn't have to marry her brother, who's a shmeiga. So that's from love you divorce your wife, not necessarily al zayna.
That's
all. Stop.
And then
zagana. Right.
Not because of yibum.
Right. Al zaguna or because of yibum. Sorry. That's the reason why Terry wrote that you should get divorced. They should kohen can't marry grusha. Another thing is that if two people want to get divorced, they're allowed to get divorced. No, even according to Bishamai. Hold on here. Even according to Beis Shammai, if they get divorced, it's a kosher divorce. It's just that it's the you're not supposed to get divorced, but it works. Zati Gemara, ubeisil loimrim afilu ikdichet afshiloi. Even if she ruined his broth, his food, shemar kimatzal ba'ervas dollar. So it works. He's saying that you shouldn't get divorced. A divorce is a bad thing. You should only divorce for a real reason. But if you get divorced, it works. It's not. Yeah, of course it works. No, according to everybody, it works. The question is, what's the reason that you should get divorced? When it mentions how many times that you should get divorced, that you're mechuyev to get divorced. Yeah. But still, you should get divorced. You're allowed to get divorced. You're allowed to get divorced. You're allowed to get divorced. Chiyuv is only if you know for sure or something. So there's no chiyuv. No chiyuv. But you're allowed to get divorced in these cases. So Basil says, Kdikat Hashiloi. What does it mean, Kdikat Hashiloi? She burnt the soup. So this is very Shvarazach, because your wife burns the soup. That's not really means you can't get divorced because your wife burns the soup. So there's a lot of them Shatam over here, and especially, yeah.
That's what Basil says.
I understand. It's a very shver hazach, especially Beis Hillel. I saw Mefarshim speak out that Beis Hillel is the one in Shas that is always more calm. He's always the one that's
more reasonable.
More reasonable. I don't want to say that about Bisham Beis Hillel, but he's always more reasonable. And over here, you burn your soup, you get divorced. So there's a lot of them shot him. One shot I saw some Sofer, he says, that so I'll start backwards. Rabbi Chaim Zonnenfeld says a pshat, a very nice pshat. He says that if you have a husband that gets mad when you just burn a soup, that's for her a reason that she has to get out. I mean, that's not a marriage that she should be in. With a husband, Azak Kaisen, that she burns the soup, he goes bananas. The whole shul knows about it. Forget about it, you know. So he goes to the rabbi. This is crazy. I can't live like this. Another shot is if you look at the lashon of the Mishnah.
So Basil is saying that
she should get out. So it's for her.
She should force it.
Nothing's forced over here. You can't force over here. Get there's a reason why you're allowed to get divorced. It's a good reason to get divorced.
I understand, but why are you getting into it? It's a feel means that the point is that there's 100 different reasons. So far to say, even if there's something that he's
I understand, so but so little to get divorced is such a thing. So some say that what the Mishnah is saying is that Hekdichat Afshilui is, maybe this is what you mean to say, that it's an additive, which means there's a bunch of things going on, and the Hekdichat Afshilui is like a she doesn't care, she's also burning the soup and whatever. But to add to that pshat is Hekdichat Afshilui. So I saw some Sefer says that she burns his soup, means if your wife burns your soup, I don't mean you, particular. Anybody's wife burns a soup. So if there's two bowls of soup, you don't just give your husband the burnt soup and you eat the regular soup. You split it. I'll take half, you take half, you know. You work it out. But over here, she's constantly just burning his soup, only his. Means that she's getting under his skin. He eats a lot, this guy. So she's constantly burning his soup and his stuff and doing things against him only, which means not the whole family. If she burns the soup of the whole family, no husband's going to come home and say, you burned soup, okay, calm down.
It's a toxic relationship.
It's a toxic relationship, very good.
That's what you understand. I think it's just well done.
Kimatza Arza, Vesilay Mimafilu Gdika Tafshilay. Shanemar. Shenemar ki matzabo ervas davar. Ki matzabo ervas davar. Rabbi Kiva, okay, Tapla, let's not talk about this.
You won't get fuzzy slippers, so you can't walk down the steps.
I get all that today.
Tomorrow we start on Kedusha. We're going to renew the vows, you know what I mean?
Tomorrow's working. One day the guy
gets said, you know what? No more steps in the house. Even if you find a wife that's prettier, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. So yeah, pasuk over here. Okay, Zakti Gemara, Tanya, Amru Beis Hillel, Lebeis Shammai, Balik Kfar Nemar Dover. So it says Dover, and Dover means that it's not for any specific reason. It's for any reason, not just Ervas. Erva. Amru Lebeis Shammai, Balik Kfar Nemar Ervas. Amru Lebeis Hillel, Nemar Ervas, Balik Kfar Nemar Dover, Yisi Aimer, Mishum Erva Teitzei. Mishum davar loy teitzei. That's what you would think. Lachach nema davar. That even for hekdicha tafshiloi, you could jump out. Vilu nema davar le nema ervas. Yisra ayim mishum davar tinas la'achar. U mishum ervas le tinas la'achar. Lachach nema ervas. That you could move on. U b'shamay, hai davar my avdle. What does he do this davar? Nema kan davar. Nema lahan davar. Al pishnaim edim. Al pishnaim edim yakum davar. Ma lahan mishnei edim. Afkam mishnei edim. You need to edim. In order to get out,
then will be the raisa.
That's what Dover is telling you. Kimatzba erva. If you have a dvar erva, you could get divorced. Dover, you have to get divorced. Tavshili, you're not allowed to get divorced. No, not Bishamah, but Bishil. Okay. Right? Bishamah is only Kamatza by Erev's Darvah. Like Dirk of Shil, you wouldn't be allowed. I mean, you're not supposed to get divorced. You're allowed. It works. It works. But you're not supposed to get divorced. That's not a time you're supposed to put your foot down. Malam, Mishnei Edim, Avka, Mishnei Edim. Ubisil, Miksiv, Erva. Bedover? It doesn't say Erva Bedover. So it means it says, what's the Lashon HaPasik? Kimatzaba Ervas Dover. It doesn't say Ervas Bedover. One second. Ubisil Miksa Erva Bedover, Bishama, Miksiv Oi Erva Oi Dover. It doesn't say both. Ubisil Lahachi Ksiv Ervas Dover. The mashmahachi or mashmahachi. That's what it says. That's exactly what he's come to learn. So each one's taking the pasuk on his, the way he's learning it, and have a limud from the either erva bedover. Don't say erva bedover, or it says oy erva oy dover. That's how he darshens it. And Mela, according to Beis Hillel, you would only be able to get divorced. You're only supposed to get divorced by. You could even get divorced. By echdicha tafshiloi means matzaba ervas dover or echdicha tafshiloi. And according to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, it's you're only supposed to get divorced if matzah ba'erva davar, but ikdicha tafshiloi, you would not get divorced. And davar, you learn that from another thing.
What does Rabbi Kiva do with the whole
pasuk? Rabbi Kiva is a machlokes who Rabbi Kiva learns like. We'll see in a minute. Rabbi Kiva, machlokes Tosfos, if he learns like Bishamai, or he learns like Bishil. And he's just adding.
Why is it like the pasuk is
fine? Because Erev is Dover. No, somebody is the kasha. I think Pnei Shua is the kasha. I think the Pnei Shua is the kasha. He answers, I don't remember. That right there. I don't know. Okay. Even if you find one that's prettier, that's nicer, you could divorce her and get another one. Now, it's interesting because in the old days, you're able to marry more than one wife. I guess you can't afford it. Or whatever. You don't have to get rid of your wife. You could just marry another one. I'm saying in the old days, they had more than one wife.
When might you go to the
CM? B'mai kamiflegi. B'der shlokish. What are they arguing with the shlokish? The amr shlokish ki is mishamish b'dal l'shoinis. The word ki, it says ki matzah ba ervas davar.
Vail.
So ki is either it's e, which is if, or dilma, which is perhaps. Ella is but, or daha is because. So it's four.
Rather or but?
What?
Rabbi, no?
Nah. I have no idea. B-U-T-T.
Just say rather.
I
have to teach English.
Because you found something like that, it's a reason. Because you found the Erev Hazdavar. Rabbi Kiva Savar, ki matzah erev hazdavar, inami matzah erev hazdavar. It's if you found erev hazdavar, so then you could get divorced, or it's another reason. So Taisu says over here, according to the Isra'im, the guys, okay, but I'm going to read the Rabbi Kiva Savar ki b'shamai. He holds like b'shamai. That it's the Amri Erva's Dover Chodam Milsid. The Etrei Milaninu Oy Erva Oy Dover Lamali Lichtoiv Dover Lak Dichat of Shiloi. Kinuch Sivim Lysim Zachem Einov. Dino Matsanom Menno. Means according to Rebbe Kiva, according to this Pshat Tosis, he's saying it must be Rebbe Kiva holds like Beshamai that Erva and Dover are not telling you this halacha of Dichat of Shiloi, because in Lysim Zachem Einov it's telling you that if you found a nicer one you could take it, so Dichat of Shiloi for sure you could get rid of her. Find a nice one you could take it if she gdicht of shiloi. No. No, yeah, right, for sure. When you're saying ever, you know.
Ever's automatic.
No, that's what he's saying, because he's learning Erva and Dover is not, it has to be that it's not split, because if it is split, then you don't need him listen to Zechain. Means if Dover is telling you that Dichat Avshiloi, Erva is Zichat telling you, Kimatsuba Erva is Dover, that's Zichat telling you like Beshamai, that if you find something wrong, you have to, inappropriate, you have to get rid of her. If you tell me that Dover is like Beisilo, then him listen to Zechain you don't need, because you already know from Dover. No, I've done Rabbi Kiva.
Rabbi Kiva is taking a step further than Rabbi Hill.
What? Why is it a step further?
You just decide. I like this one better. I'm going to. According to Rabbi Hill, you at least need a reason.
This is a reason. Why is that? So as good a reason as any.
No, there's nothing negative.
You have to find something.
Yeah, but well done meets on negative either.
Why do you say Rabbi Hill over Rabbi Kiva? Guys.
Because Rabbi Hill says you need. Like, Basil says you need to find a reason. You need to find something at least wrong in the occurrence.
No, it means if Imloisim Zachem Be'enov is telling you that you could even find, if that's what Imloisim Zachem is telling you, that even no, that even if you find another one, then Dover does not have to tell you like Dichat Avshiloi.
I understand it.
Why? Yeah. If Imloisim Zachem Be'enov is telling you that you could find even non-menor, then you don't need Dover.
It's a better reason.
You don't need it.
It's
lenient. Either way, whether it holds like it doesn't matter.
No, so he says. No, if you hold, if Rekiv is dashing loisim tzachin to tell you, I feel matzah naimeno, then you can't tell me that Dover is telling you dichtav shiloi, because loisim tzachin is telling you even. Worse than, even linear than Dichat Avshiloi.
That's how it measures.
Right? So the Rebbe Chanan says, the end of Tosha says that Rebbe Chanan the Rishon, Rebbe Chanan says that Rebbe Kiva is even going by Silil, that if not for the extra pasuk of Dover for like Dichat Avshiloi, you wouldn't darshan in loisim tzachem einov. To telling you that if you find a nicer one.
Sefen, I still don't need Dover. According to because if I have him listen to Sefen, then of course Dover.
Why would he find another one before yet?
No, so Rabbi Chanan says the anatomist that if not for Dover, I wouldn't darshan listen to Sefen for that. The only reason why Beis Hillel could darshan listen to Sefen going that if you find a nicer wife, you could take her.
Rabbi
Kiva is only because he holds like a Beis Hillel that darshan is Dover. So he darshan is Erva. either Ervo or Gdicha Tafshiloi,
then you can take it a step further.
Then take a step further. But in other words, you want to take it a step further. That's what the Ervo Chana learns.
Why is he looking while he has a wife?
Right.
Why is he looking while he has a wife?
Why what?
Why is he looking around?
He's not looking. He went shopping.
He went to Kosher Village.
He went to Kosher Village.
He likes it. He looked up.
Wait till Breadberry comes. Okay, let's go. Where are we holding?
There's no way to
know. So I was getting a sesame.
Yeah, you're fine.
Why not?
Of course.
If you don't find that if you're ma'anis and nairam rosso, the halacha is you can't send her away forever. Call yomah ba'amoyd v'hachzer. There's a chiyuv your whole life to keep her. Hasam to galar achmano. Avla achma david david. Over here, there's no chiyuv. So you see that only over there. Yeah. So amalei remesharshia lerava im liboy legarsha. If his heart is to divorce his wife, which is he's done with her. Now this, they speak out to Mepharshim that it doesn't mean Misham Shosai she's having relations with them. Because that's really, really inappropriate. Yeah, the person's getting divorced and having relations, that's not appropriate. So that means that he's just, she's hanging around, she's doing his laundry. Karla, the what? Right. Al Tachresh El Reacha Ro Vu Yoshev LeBetach Beischo. Means you don't, that's not the way you behave, that when you're getting divorced, no, it's all on top. We use about the ways of Tanya. Just like there's different, not opinions. It means different appetites, different. Now there's a Michael. Kach deis ben Hashem. So too, there's also deis ben Hashem. Yeshloch Adam, shezvuv the juk falls in over tech kaisai. What does he do? Vizarkai. He takes the juk out and he drinks the soup. Vizarka vanishes say you. Vizu midas papas ben Yehuda. Shaya noel fnei ishtoi v'yotza. He would lock the door, he would lock his wife up in the house and not allow her to go out to talk to anybody, not her brothers, not her siblings, nobody. He didn't want her to have different dais, get some ideas from the internet and all kinds of stuff. So Mela, you don't let her out to talk to anybody. And this is a bad midah, Rashi says. V'yotze, Rash says, V'chshiyotze basically shook, noyo delz, but now he locks it from the outside. Shalei da'ar l'chol adam, umido she'eno hegenes izu, you hear, Chaplain? Shem toy kach, eva nechneses be'neyem, umizana tachtov.
Take away the shoes.
Tomorrow, by the way, we're going to have to make the jokes the other way.
You left out the important part of Rashi.
Yeah, he doesn't know that.
Excuse me.
Which one? Yeah. Bailo Shemuyah Megadlin and Shaya.
To the hairdresser.
Yeah.
That's what the Gemara said.
It'll come to her then.
Is that
what
it is?
Yeah.
That's what it says from Rashi.
That's what Rashi says.
He doesn't know who she is.
And knows that's what happened. Because he blocked her up.
No, but she became a Shaitel Macha? She was.
Oh, she was.
She was a Gadol Sire. That's what the Gemara said. There were two reasons why she didn't hold it. It was Machlokes and Yashka. Machlokes and Yashka.
He's saying, this is Yashka.
This is Yashka, yeah.
Yeah.
But there was no Bible.
Rashi says that.
I thought there was no
Bible. Bible Mary.
Magdala. Who's Magdala?
They're worried. Yeah.
We had that Gemara.
The
eagle,
there was no father.
Here again,
she's saying Rashi's arguing.
Here again, Machi's arguing Moshe.
If the door was locked, how did somebody get in?
But it definitely
no, you locked it from the outside.
It's a miracle. Rashi's
it must have been.
Rashi's taking out the time to explain the way it was.
So Papa's when Yehuda is
Joseph's
father.
Is Joseph?
Is Joseph?
Correct.
I don't know. You guys know awful too much about this.
Awful too much?
Awfully too much. Well, I don't know how you say it. So, Lemaisa, this was a very bad mahalach. Your wife should be able to go and schmooze with the neighbors and do what she's got to do to stay sane.
Let's finish the Gemara.
You have a guy that the juke falls into his cup, and she drinks it, and he drinks it. Her brothers and other people or close relatives, and he let her go. Now we're taking we're changing the lashon. Tamchui means the parch. Moitzitzoi, he sucks it for oichloi. Zu midas adam ra. Why is this? What's the change over here? Before we spoke about a cup, and now we're speaking about a tamchui. Tamchui means that it's mixed in. It's mixed in that you can't. It's dissolved in the parch, and it's noisin. Noisin, Mashal says, noisin tam lefkam. And still this guy goes and eats it. He eats the parge. Which means, and Rashi and the Gemara continues, you see wife go out with her head uncovered, with tav b'shuk. She's kneading in the shuk, and that's over there. You show your arms, and it's not a covered thing. Ufruma mishnei tzadeh. Rashi says Atzil there. That's part of what's called when you weave Kederecha Doimish Shabitzarfer Shabitzaron Nir Mitzideyan. So you see the sides. Berechetzes in Bnei Adam. So Gemara says Bnei Adam. She goes to the bathhouse with other men. That's Zichana. You can't go to Kalahar. That's Zichana problem. Ela Makam Shabnei Adam. Ela Makam Shabnei Adam Rechtzin. You go where the men are washing, and Rashi says she goes into the bathhouse. It's already the men's hours are over. Let's say men's hours from 10 to 2, and 2 to 5 is ladies' hours. She goes in at 1, he goes in at 1:59. So the men are already dressed, and she goes in at that point, and the men see her, and it's. La'acha yitzi ason, after they're already out, so it's already on the way out. Shem lo shem bigdayin. So they're on the way out.
On the way out.
No, on the way out. Bakash b'adam reichtzin. Zu mitzum natar lagasha. This is a chiyuv to get divorced. Shenem ha'ki matzah ba'erva. Erva's dover. V'shulchan beisav halach vayz lishachar hakosav koroi achar loymar she'ein ze ben zugoi l'rishon zu hoitzi rishon beisav. This guy took out someone that was bad from his house. V'ze hichlizu shulchan beisav, you take her in. Zocha she'ein yishilcha shenema v'senei isha achren. Last one's also good. If you're zoicha, you're also going to get rid of her. V'im lav koiv rosa shenema oi ki yomaz isha achren kedayu v'misa. Why? She'ze hoitzi rishon beisav. If somebody takes, before you do a shidduch, as a second shidduch, look into it. Make sure that the guy divorced his wife because she was hanging around. You don't take that wife in. So it's original base. What's the pasuk? Kisane shalach. I think there's a pasuk over there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer imsaneso shalach. Rabbi Yechon Omer sanu yam shalach. The guy who sends her out. V'loy pligi. And what's the machlokes? Habazav zivig rishon. Habazavig sheni. A zivig rishon. It's the guy who sends out is sonoi. He's not supposed to get divorced. Zivik sheni, it's the person that goes out is hated, is the hate one. I guess we'll continue this by the siyum. Last three lines. 8 o'clock tonight. 1860. Plenty of parking. 6:45 or plenty of parking.
Daven mincha before.
Meyer will daven there like 8:10. 8 o'clock, 8:10, whatever.
8 or 8:10.
You're not going to wait for the tzipa to do a Meyer? 1860 Ladesville. Who are we holding? You rent a place. A kach pishnam chaver is a loikon. I just let him mukla mukla.
Measure twice.
That's a kinyan itself. Yashikoyach. Tala is not a kinyan in the stuff.
Tala is kosher. No one looks ahead of him.
I don't know who's on this morning. Tzvi, we'll see you later. In honor of Tzvi, I'm not having him cook anything. He's coming as a guest. Who's on, Tzvi? Oh, looking forward, Tzvi.
What time are you leaving, Tzvi?
See you later.
Mike is coming to pick you up.
Dedicated that guy.